And if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say
he kissed a girl.
Okay, any other things besides kissing they might say?
Well, I wouldn't know what else you'd say. Get that lipstick off your lip on her.
You ever hear them spooning or bussing or anything?
Mm-hmm.
Say, when a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say she...
Stopped going to see her?
Yeah. Said he asked her to marry him, but she...
Wouldn't do it.
Okay. Anything else you'd say besides wouldn't do it?
No, she just didn't like him, I reckon.
You said they were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
Decided not to marry him.
Would you say something like, turned him down, or gave him the sack, or showed him the gate, or jilted him? Or...
Well, she just turned him down. That's way the best way to get it.
Okay. And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called the...
You mean the bride?
Yeah, but the boy that stands up with the groom.
Oh, he called a fire boy. Oh, what is he called? He's called something.
Best man or waiter?
Well, some of them best man. Yeah, a lot of them's the best man that stands up there with him.
What about the woman that stands up with the bride?
Well, she's a... Well, they got a name for her.
You don't, can't think of what it is?
No, if you called it, I'd know it.
You're a bridesmaid or waiter?
Well, it could be a bridesmaid. Mm-hmm. You always generally have one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what a bridesmaid.
And, do you remember a long time ago, say, after people in the town got married, other people in the community would fire off pistols and...
Oh, yeah, they'd have them. They'd serenade them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. He's down south. That made me think when the banker got married, you know, and my husband down there, they all was in it. They didn't want to serenade him. And he never did go to bed. He went upstairs to go to bed. Did you know what they done?
What?
They got a water hose and put up there at the upstairs and turn it loose and they pour water in there. They thought they'd get out of it, but they didn't, you know, they finally... But they all got a kick out of it, but it didn't mean that, you know, it's just fun for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to, and about all the way, now they don't do too much of that serenade, but used to, near about everybody got married, they serenade them. They didn't serenade me and my husband, but his daddy had a bad dog. He'd bite you, I mean, he'd eat you up. People were scared to come in the yard, you know, that's all it saved us. But everybody had surnames.
Mm-hmm.
They do one way or the other, and they all got a kick out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And surname it.
Say, if you were in Miami last weekend, you'd say, last week I went...
To Miami?
Would you say I went down to Miami, or...?
I went to Miami. Well, I'd say...
Uh-huh.
I'd say I went to Miami.
Uh-huh. How would you use the words down or up or over? Or do you use those much?
Well, I wouldn't need to, would.
Well, say if you're talking about them, you've gone to Atlanta, would you say I went up to Atlanta or down to Atlanta?
I'd say I went to Atlanta. That's the way I'd say it.
Okay.
It might not be right, but that's the way I'd say it, because I wouldn't know no other way to talk, say it.
What about Tallahassee?
I'll just go to Tallahassee.
Okay. You don't use those words in up or over
just
or down?
Just go. I went to Tallahassee.
You say, he doesn't live here. He lives...
Down yonder.
Okay.
Further on.
What's down? Why?
Down the road. He lives further on down.
Which way is down and which way is up?
Now that's down, this is up.
Which direction is this?
That's west.
Why do you say down? Is that...
Well, see, the road goes that way. We say down the road, and this is the way we call it up the road. I see, now if you were on the highway, you'd say down this way, this is the way to go to Deer Grove. If you get on the road that way, this is the way to go to Shady Grove.